It was an almost unbelievable experience for many people across the southeast of Australia. Around a quarter past nine this morning, a magnitude 5.9 earthquake.
Crikey, I'm just getting some reports of an earthquake in Melbourne.
You're listening to Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Oh
my gosh, yes. I'm not quite sure what's happening, but we can feel it too. My heart's in my mouth, so I don't know how yours is.
ABC Goulburn Murray.
I'm just going to ask you, Heather, are you feeling some sort of earthquake or something?
Yeah. Hello there. Michael McKenzie with you for Life Matters. I should explain to you, the reason I'm a little shaken is because I've literally just been shaken by an earth tremor.
Just noticed a number of our ABC people there in Melbourne saying they felt a tremor.
All of a sudden, the studio started shaking, not just shaking in a minor way, but shaking quite violently, Tony.
Well, I was pretty scared, actually.
Oh, no, yeah. It was. No, understandably.
Well, I was in my lounge room just hanging out with myself again. And that's what I do because I'm in lockdown and was hanging out on my own. My kids ignoring me. That's okay. All good. School holidays. And all of a sudden my house was shaking. And then I thought it was the police choppers above my house. Thought they were shaking my house. They weren't shaking my house. It was an earthquake. Like a good mother, I tried to round the children up and prepare them for what I thought was about to emerge. But look, it stopped. But then we found out that it was actually quite significant. Geoscience Australia says it was detected in the Alpine National Park, northeast of Melbourne. Dr. Phil Cummins is a senior seismologist at Geoscience Australia, and he joins me tonight. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi.
So you're based in Canberra, but did you feel it or experience anything this morning?
I'm very disappointed that I did not myself this morning. Many
FOMO.
People in Canberra did, but not me.
You missed out. Yeah, lots of people in Canberra did feel it. That's right.
Yeah, they did. Particularly people in buildings, you know, if you're above the ground floor, you know, that you can be particularly sensitive to it.
So how widespread were the tremors?
Well, the earthquake occurred, as you know, in north of Melbourne, about 120 kilometers northeast of Melbourne. These tremors spread quite widely. You know, they were still felt as far as Brisbane and Adelaide and Hobart. All throughout Southeast Australia, basically.
So
it's amazing. We have 38,000 felt reports. That must be a record for us.
Incredible. So where does this morning's earthquake sit in the history of earthquakes in Australia, in sort of during European settlement?
Yeah, that's a bit of a complicated question. Many people are asking that question. It's a bit complicated. It is true that this is the largest earthquake to have occurred that we know of, that occurred in Victoria since the time of European settlement. But, you know, if you go just a bit wider into South Australia, for example, there are bigger ones that occurred in the early 20th century at Beachport and the York Peninsula. And there were some that occurred in northeast of Tasmania. So then, you know, there are others that have occurred fairly recently. I think 2016 in the Northern Territory, there was a magnitude 6.1. And offshore Broome, there was a very large earthquake just a couple of years ago, magnitude 6.6. So it really depends on whether you consider only onshore or only Victoria. But it's certainly a very significant event.
Are you surprised there wasn't more damage? There was something, but more damage reported with such a sizable quake?
Well, given where it was, I'm not surprised. In fact, for buildings built to the modern building code, you wouldn't really expect much damage at all in Melbourne at that distance. But yeah, as you may notice, if you look at some of the photos of damage, it's typically older buildings that have been hit, and they're particularly vulnerable. They're not built to the modern building code. And, you know, that didn't include a consideration of earthquake effects until after the Newcastle earthquake in 1989. So basically any building built prior to that hasn't been built to withstand earthquakes, even at the level we get them in Australia.
Should people in Victoria prepare to feel more aftershocks or tremors?
I would say generally no. There will be aftershocks, and there may be felt aftershocks in the few days following this earthquake, but I think they'll be only felt in the vicinity, I don't think they'll be felt as far away as Melbourne. So I don't think in terms of aftershocks that there's anything to worry about.
And do earthquakes give us much information in the aftermath? Do we learn anything about the history of the landscape?
History of the landscape in the aftermath. Well, look, we'll get valuable information from this earthquake in terms of the way that the seismic waves propagate through the earth and what people have felt. This will be a remarkable event in terms of the felt, what is remarkable in terms of the felt reports. And we'll be looking at those to try to better understand what more those might be able to tell us about the earthquakes in addition to the actual recordings of our seismometers. So yeah, this will be the people will be studying this earthquake for quite a while, I think.
So I want to know how busy you and fellow people in your profession are at the moment. I mean, is everyone nerding out on earthquakes? I mean, as soon as it happened in my house, my kid like grabbed her earthquake assignment and started schooling us in the history of earthquakes. Did it kind of lead to a peak in earthquake interest?
Well, you say nerding out as if it's a bad thing.
No, I'm very proud of her. I think nerding out is excellent. We do a lot of it in our house. But is that what's going on
right
now?
It's great that so many people are interested in earthquakes now. We really appreciate that interest. We particularly appreciate people sending us felt reports via our webpage, earthquakes@ga, because as I say, those are quite valuable. All the people at GA are pretty busy with this. We will send at least some instruments out in the field, we like to go out in the field to try to see if there's any evidence in the landscape like surface rupture. That seems unlikely in this event, but I hope that we'll be able to look for it. It is a bit complicated due to COVID and other restrictions, but we'll try to get some instruments out and see if we can, get better recordings of aftershocks and maybe even find some evidence of surface deformation at least.
Now, Phil, because we don't have a lot of earthquakes in Australia, I feel like our earthquake literacy is a little low. I know that I was a bit confused. I don't know if I should be admitting this or might sort of reveal myself not to be sharp enough, but really about what to do, right? Because I've just never been in an earthquake. I've travelled, I've always missed them. What are you meant to do?
Well, if you're inside, you're usually meant to get underneath some solid object, like a good solid table, and hold on and just try to wait it out. Generally, the advice is not to rush outdoors, which is what many people do. But the thinking is that you stand a higher risk of being hit by falling debris if you immediately rush out of the building, and that you're better off sort of trying to. Some people say get under a door frame. Others say get under a table and just hold on. And wait out the shaking, and then you can leave calmly after things have calmed down a bit.
Okay, so I just won't be random anymore. Okay, I'm prepared for the next one. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is Dr. Phil Cummins, a senior seismologist at Geoscience Australia, and he's been my guest on RN Drive.